Many of the things in life that are good are counterintuitive. You would think that the food that tastes the best would be the best for you, that eating chocolate would give you muscles, and having a lot of sugar would give you a lot of energy and intelligence. But often it is not so. In fact, when you walk into the local drugstore, the poor sick people have to walk in the back to get their medicine, but if you're healthy, you can buy your cigarettes up front. Right? It's all counterintuitive. One of the comedians, Mae West, when she was asked, when you have two very bad choices, what do you do? And she goes, I usually try the one I haven't chosen before. So sometimes people think, well, variety is the spice of life, as long as it's something different. But for the Christians, we talk about doing something that has been tried, that has worked, that brings us much joy. Even though at the beginning, everything worth having takes effort, takes practice, takes diligence and sacrifice. If you see someone dance on the stage effortlessly, you know they practiced for years. If you see someone play a musical instrument so beautifully, or sing, or write a poem, or write a great book, you know they have practiced for years and years. And if you see someone doing something bad, you know they probably haven't practiced at all. And so it is in the Christian life. Listen and read what the scriptures say. Listen and read some of the ancient Christian literature. Many people have never read any of the Christian classics of how we should live to be happy. And the final point is this that I made in the Ukrainian sermon. Jealousy was the reason that Jesus was crucified. People often like to see good people fail to say, see, their way of life was not good at all. The way I am living is the best way of life. So we as Christians, in spite of our failures, need to stand up and be courageous. Conquer yourself. That has always been, from the Greek and Phoenician times, the hardest thing to do. The person who knows himself, who knows his abilities and disabilities, the person who accepts both failures and successes, in other words, the person who accepts the true things about themselves, knows how to live and knows how to succeed as a human being. So let's renew our efforts once again, not to look at other people, not to compare ourselves to other people, to be careful of things that appear so easy that they're too good to be true. Because just like in any deal in society, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So renew yourself and have that self-confidence. You don't need to compare yourself to anybody else. Be confident enough to say, I will make the correct choice so in the end I can have a joyful and happy life. Христос рождається.